This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we saw in 1 Peter 3:15 through 16 how we should give a persuasive response to those who ask questions about our Christian hope. There's always a danger for the flesh to get in the way when being persuasive in presenting the gospel. Peter says we're to do it with gentleness and respect. We considered why it's important to be gentle. Now let's consider what Peter meant by respect, or as the King James Version puts it, fear. Wardlaw's commentary points out, this fear is self-distrust. It is tenderness of conscience. It is vigilance against temptation. It is the fear which inspiration opposes to high-mindedness in the admonition, be not high-minded, but fear. It is taking heed lest we fall. It is a constant apprehension of the deceitfulness of the heart and of the insidiousness and power of inward corruption. It is the caution and circumspection which timidly shrinks from whatever would offend and dishonor God and the Savior. Thayer indicates the meaning as reverence or respect for authority, rank, dignity. Knowing that we are what we are and have what we have only by the grace of God, we must be clear to give God the glory and honor as we present His gospel. Knowing that God created in His image those we're seeking to persuade with our answer, we must show them respect as well. We're like ambassadors who show due respect to the one we're representing, as well as the one to whom we are sent. When we function in this way, we'll keep a clear conscience. This is a delicate task with great responsibility and eternal consequences.